You are just finishing up a term on the Sitka Assembly. It's not your first term on the Sitka Assembly. And I just want to know why have you decided to throw your hat in the ring again?
Well, a few reasons, and not in any particular order, but we have a really good working assembly right now. We have disagreements, of course, but everybody seems to be, we're respectful of one another, and we're pretty good at getting work done, which is really nice. And I don't want to mess with that. I think it's important to have an assembly that is can work with each other and get business done in a, fairly calm and reasonable manner and without excessive delays. And I think we have a lot of things coming up in the next few years that are going to need an assembly that's, working and cooperating with one another and working well with the staff. And I really think it's important that we have that. And so, well, my personal life takes a little bit of a hit of being on the assembly. I think it's worth it to have, my voice in the assembly, the experience, and to see a few things through. I'd very much like to see the Marine Hall out through to the point where it's pulling boats, and to continue working with the city staff. John Leach has got a number of really good things going on with planning and with looking at risk management, and it's in process right now, and I think it's important to have an assembly that's supportive of that. And at the end of the day, I think we're going to have a more efficient and more responsive city government. And so, and then also we're dealing with some pretty major changes to the way our economy works, and some of our challenges that we have had in the past have lessened, and others have gotten stronger, and some ones that we've always had, like lack of housing, have gotten worse. And I really want to work hard on seeing those through and seeing us, ways that we can make things better or at least less bad. sometimes one of the harder things to learn on the assembly is when you really can't do anything. I think my experience, and just right now, I'm very up to date on what the issues that we face are. And, having somebody come in who's starting from ground zero, it just makes it that much harder.
And so, looking back on, your last term, what do you think your biggest success was as an assembly member?
Well, I think initially I helped set the tone for, I think, a bit better relationship with the staff. I work very hard to make sure that the people working for us know that they are appreciated and that we're going to listen to them. And, we may not always or do what they suggest we do, but at the same time, they know that we appreciate them, and I've worked hard to do that. I think getting, honestly, in the last year, getting the tourism plan through, the temporary tourism plan, especially now, with enough flexibility for us to make changes on the fly. And again, I'd like to continue working on that and making it better. And also, I think we've managed to show our responsiveness to a lot of things that people have come up before us on. Sometimes we can help and sometimes we can't, but I think showing that willingness to reach out to people and say, okay, let's see what we can do to fix a problem. That's, I think, of anything as I'm proud of. It's not every meeting that you get there that you get to say, well, I think I made a difference today. But it not happens enough to where it makes it worthwhile.
And you've mentioned a lot of things you're focusing on should you be reelected, but if you're reelected, what would your top goal be for your upcoming term?
I think that's hard to say. There's a number of things I would want to work on. Some of them are continuations. I think we need to continue to support our schools as much as possible. I think that if there's one thing that leads to quality of life in Sitka, it's a strong school system, and we need to continue that. I think we've developed the way we've been going through the school budget the last couple of years has made it so much better, where we're talking early and everything's on the table and there's no surprises, and fostering this trust between the assembly and the school board, and I want to make sure that that continues. I think continuing to work on ways that we can find a balance with the tourism industry and the quality of life here in Sitka is hard and something that I'm willing to work with and continue to work on. I think, like I said earlier, I really want to see boats getting hauled out. I mean, we've been working on that or something along those lines for 20 years. And I hope that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now and get that going and get it moving and make keeping Sitka dollars in Sitka instead of going to Hoonah or Wrangell or whatever. Those are a few. And then just trying to keep the trains running on time. I think that doesn't get enough, attention. But the fact that we're doing the business of the city in a timely manner, and we're trying to get the long-range planning and the medium-range planning all in line so that we're reducing the number of surprises. I think continuing to work on that, that's going to be an ongoing thing. But to make it so that it's, Sickens can know what's coming out of their city and not have any surprises and have confidence in what we're trying to do with what we have.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before you kick off your campaign?
I would like to think that, again, this is, I've been doing this on again, off again for a while, and I really think that my experience is helpful. I think knowing, it's not uncommon with something in the assembly that isn't new to me because I saw it the first time I was on the assembly, and then there's a certain experience level that you get up to speed faster. And while things are changing, there constantly are challenges. And one of the things, for instance, I've learned is it's never as bad as it seems, never as good as it seems, or as it could be. And we need an even keel and not overreact either way, and just keep things going. And I think I'm kind of fond of saying that really good government is boring, and I would like just to have a boring government that just people don't know that we're trying to pay attention to the issues, and when at all possible, heading them off at the pass and getting them before they're big issues. So I think I can help provide that.